Yes, please do take me out to the ball game. It is baseball's opening day, and fans are rooting for this season to be better than the last. The plan is for a full 162-game schedule after the pandemic-shortened 60-game season in 2020 when opening day didn't happen until mid-July. It will not be business as usual, though. There's still a pandemic. Though 30 teams were supposed to play today, one game has already been canceled because of COVID. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock is in Boston. And Alex, we were supposed to be speaking with you from Fenway Park, but you got rained out.
Yeah, I had my rain gear all ready. We knew it was going to be rainy today. It rained all night and all morning, and the Red Sox decided to cancel their home opener against the Orioles that was supposed to be played this afternoon. Hopefully it'll be played tomorrow when it's supposed to be sunny and in the 40s here, so a little chilly, but it'll be baseball.
So you lost that game to weather, but we also lost one to COVID. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the Washington Nationals game against the Mets in New York tonight has been postponed. That's because the Nationals were down five players because of one positive test on the team. The others had been in contact with that player. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred is telling ESPN that the game will be played on Friday. This was bound to happen, I think, Peter, because as you know, there were teams during the shortened season last year that really had to shut down because they had COVID issues. So it's happening already, and the season hasn't even started.
Deja vu already now. How are major league teams going to deal with fans and attendance at their stadiums when they do have the games going on?
Well, the first thing is fans are back. There were no fans in the stadiums last year. Reduced capacity at most ballparks here in Boston. They'll have about 4,500 fans. Wrigley Field in Chicago, about 8,000 fans when the Cubs play the Pirates today. There will be some bigger crowds, though, in Colorado when the Rockies host the Dodgers. More than 20,000 fans are expected for that game. And when the Texas Rangers play their home opener, Peter, on Monday, they'll be greeted by a full house, 40,000 fans. So everybody in attendance.
And I think that's the only one in baseball. Now, Joe Biden, President Biden, was actually asked about that on ESPN last night. He's not a fan of that decision. Here's what he said.
Well, that's a decision they made. I think it's a mistake. They should listen to Dr. Fauci and the scientists and the experts.
Biden also urged players to get vaccinated, and Major League Baseball is doing the same thing. Teams that are 85% vaccinated would have some safety protocols loosened. For example, they could gather in hotels without a mask.
Yeah, that's right. And I should mention here that baseball stadiums across the country have been vaccination sites all along. And Major League Baseball says a million people have gotten vaccinations at ballparks so far.
All right. Well, players and staff still going to have to follow some COVID rules there. But let's go back to the fans that are coming into the stadiums. How's that going to work? Just walk in, watch the game?
Well, let's listen quickly to Doug Behar. He's the stadium manager at Yankee Stadium, and he's talking about the fan experience this season.
The experience, of course, will be a little bit different. We encourage all fans to get here early. There is a testing requirement in New York. So fans will have to show up with either a negative COVID test or proof of vaccination. There will be temperature checks as well.
It's the first day of baseball here now. Alex Ashlock, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Peter.